This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news top stories first. Deputy Prime Minister Iswar Pokhrel stresses on extensive discussions for minimizing climate change effects. 400 Gurkha earthquake-affected cultural heritages reconstructed so far. And militant attack in eastern Afghanistan kills 2 U.S. soldiers, leaving 6 others injured. Now the news in detail. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Iswar Pokhrel has stressed on extensive discussions for minimizing the climate change effects, arguing that Nepal is one of the worst hit countries by the climate change. Speaking in the pre-discussion of Sagarmatha Sambad in Kathmandu today, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel stated that Nepal's mountains, lifestyle and ecological system had borne the scourge of climate change. Nepal is going to host the Sagarmatha Sambad Global Forum to generate discussions on the national, regional and international concerns facing Nepal as well as other countries across the world. The event themed Climate Change, Mountains and the Future of Humanity will be held in Kathmandu from April 2nd to 4th this year. The minister blamed the developed countries for deteriorating climate change. However, he said least developed countries have been mostly affected by the climate change. The reconstruction works of the 400 cultural heritages that were damaged by 2015 Gurkha earthquake have been completed. According to Department of Archaeology, 400 out of 920 cultural heritages of 31 districts have been reconstructed. Director General of the Department, Damodar Gautam, said the reconstruction works were underway with the target of completing 60% work within the current fiscal year and the rest of the work within 2 years. A person has died and 13 others have injured in a truck accident at Damoli Municipality 4 in Sindoli District. The deceased has been identified as 70-year-old Brahma Lal Dhami of Damoli Municipality 1, according to Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office Sindoli, Sam Bahadur Khatri. The incident took place yesterday when the brake of a firewood-laden truck failed all of a sudden. The truck was en route to Dakaha from Totkepani. The injured are receiving treatment at Sindoli Hospital. A cruise ship is to be available for public transportation from mid-February. The construction of the cruise ship in ward number 16 of Bharatpur Metropolis has now reached its final stage. Managing Director of the Rhino Water Entertainment Private Limited, Ram Chandra Kadel, said the recent decision of the Cabinet to allow registration of industry related to ship has helped speed up the work. He said online booking to enjoy a ride on the cruise ship will open in the next 10 days. The ground floor accommodates 90 passengers, 110 in the first floor and 20 on the roof of the cruise. The number of workers joining the contribution-based social security scheme has crossed 144,000. According to the Social Security Fund, a total of 144,000 workers joined the scheme as of Friday. Likewise, the number of employees joining the scheme has reached 12,135. The highest number of recruits is in Bagmati State. You are listening to 2 p.m. English News Bulletin from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. 2 U.S. soldiers have been killed and 6 others injured in an attack in eastern Afghanistan. The U.S. military said current reports indicate an individual in an Afghan uniform opened fire on the combined U.S. and Afghan force with a machine gun. The spokesman said the attack was in Nangarhar province. Some 13,000 U.S. troops remain in Afghanistan after the U.S. intervention to oust the Taliban following the 11th September 2001 attacks. The number of coronavirus deaths have... Please listen it again. The number of coronavirus deaths has overtaken that of the SARS epidemic in 2003. In China's Hubei province alone, the epicenter of the latest outbreak, the death toll now is put at 780 by regional health officers. All but two of the overall total of 803 deaths had so far been in mainland China. In 2003, 774 people were killed by severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, in more than two dozen countries. More than 34,800 people, vast majority in China, have been infected with the new coronavirus. A soldier who killed 26 people in a gun rampage in the Thai city of Korat has been shot dead by the security forces. Thai police said the soldier yesterday killed his commanding officer before stealing weapon from a military camp. The suspect continued his attack on the streets and in a shopping center in Korat. The gunman, who posted materials on social media, was shot dead after being cornered all night in the building. With this, we have nearly come to the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before we wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Deputy Prime Minister Iswar Pokhrel stresses on extensive discussions for minimizing climate change effect. 400 Gorkha earthquake affected cultural heritage is reconstructed so far. And militant attack in eastern Afghanistan kills two U.S. soldiers, leaving six others injured. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin will be at 8 in the evening. Have a good day.